The Love of God, 1895. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 1 John 3:1-3. The apostle cannot find words to express the love of God, but he calls upon the world to behold it. The world cannot comprehend such marvelous love. It is beholding him that separates us from the extremes and practices of the world. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath everlasting life. John 6:56-47. We want to know that we are on solid ground. There are many attractions in the world to draw the mind away from God, but we need to behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. 1 John 3:1. Our affections must be stayed upon the eternal. It is impossible for us to, and yet, serve God. We want to humble ourselves and become like little children. Christ prayed, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him." Luke 10:21-22. The world cannot understand these things. We want to know God, for this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only truth God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. We want our interest, our affections, centered upon heavenly things. When man had sinned, when he had transgressed the law in Eden, the race was sunk in ruin. But the promise was that the seed should bruise the serpent's head. Genesis 3:15. Jesus did not come to our world as an angel. He clothed his divinity with humanity. Satan was having things as he pleased. He made men believe that all this sin was in consequence of the bad government of God. Jesus came to reveal the Father as he is. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee." And again, "I will put my trust in him." And again, "Behold, I and the children which God hath given me." For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews 2:9-13, 16-18. If you believe that God has given his Son to die for you, you will seek to purify yourselves even as he is pure. Jesus has paid the ransom money for you. Do you believe that he saves you? Do you take him as one in whom dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily? When Christ was on the way to raise one who was dead, there was a woman in the throng who had long been afflicted. She pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment, and was healed. When Jesus, perceiving that someone had touched him with the hand of faith, Peter, who was always ready to speak, said, "Master, the multitude throng thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" But Christ said, "Someone hath touched me." It was no casual touch. Jesus had came trembling and confessed how long she had been afflicted and how she had been healed. Jesus told her that it was her faith that had brought her deliverance.
There may be thousands who believe that Christ died on Calvary's cross, but they do not show that belief in their lives. What is it to them? If I believe in him that died, it is everything to me. We see those who walk with us, and then shortly we see their places vacant. Were they ready to go? We want to understand how to know God ourselves and educate our children to fear God. There are so many who do not dwell upon this subject. They cannot comprehend it. They are thinking of what they shall eat and drink and wear. It is necessary to think of these things, but not to make them the principal theme of thought. We see the necessity of making God supreme. He does not tell us that we can go to heaven without trouble. We must count the cost.
Can we not give all for Christ? Does he want us to be discouraged?
No. Though we fight not against flesh and blood, he tells us that the heavenly intelligences are in the army to help us. Thousands and thousands of angels wait the bidding of God to work for us. Jacob saw a ladder reaching from earth to heaven, and angels of God ascending and descending upon it. The light of God shone upon every round of that ladder. Had the ladder failed within 1 inch of reaching either the earth or heaven, all would have been lost. But it did not fail. That ladder was Jesus Christ. He bridged the gulf. You ask what it means. All his sacrifice was in consequence of the transgression of the law. He died to show the immutability of the law of God. He takes our sins and imputes to us his own righteousness. I want that garment of spotless purity. I want everyone to have it. He that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. 1 John 3:3. If one is an impure man, he should rid himself of that impurity. If he has been dishonest, he must repent of it, and he should teach his children the way of the Lord. Christ prayed not that his disciples should be taken out of the world, but that they should be kept from the evil. Do not talk darkness. Talk of him who hath called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Tell me how much you have contemplated that marvelous love.
What effect has it had on your life?
Christ did not come to take this world entirely out of our vision, but men had lost sight of the other world, and he came to reveal it again to them.
If we do not have clear views of heaven, how can we present them to others?
I see in Jesus matchless charms. He died for you. He died for me. He came not to abolish the law, but to make it honorable. I want to see greater and greater light, but never will it be if I am trampling on his holy commandments. No profession can make us Christians. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 2. We can have peace in God through Jesus Christ. Take his word and study it. Here are the roses and the lilies
and the pinks. Jesus came to show you what heaven will be. Take my yoke upon you. Why do you put yokes on your oxen? Is it not to make the load draw easier? My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. The more we bring of heaven into our lives here, the easier will be the yoke of Christ to us. He has been tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. When you have found Jesus precious to your own soul, you will feel like bringing all the happiness you can into the lives of others. You will bring rich clusters of fruit in Jesus' name. Professed Christian, your name may be upon the church books of earth, but are you registered in the books of heaven? If so, you will not be causing trouble here. You want the peace of God to dwell in your heart. What can God think of us to have such gloom, such sadness? Why not open the door and let Jesus in? Why not talk of him? Why not bring all joy into the life? Why not have a little heaven here? If you will do this, there will be a welcome for you in heaven. It is heaven that we want, and eternal life.